everyone, this is Angelique Voices, and welcome back to the Polyglottal Stop, a podcast on language, language learning, and sociolinguistics from a polyglot's point of view. Head over to Twitter and Instagram and follow the podcast at Polyglottal Pod, because that's where you'll get updates about the podcast and teasers and cool stuff like that. This episode is for English learners and native English speakers alike, because it is a pair of words that are often confused and sometimes used incorrectly. We're looking at less and fewer. So let's just get started. Now, in real use, a lot of people use less, more, or all the time, really. But there is a difference between less and fewer. First, though, a note about nouns, because this is important to understanding the difference between less and fewer. Now, forgive me if you already know this, but just in case you don't, a noun is a word that represents a person, place, or thing. So, Angelique Voices is a noun because it represents me, a person. Canada is a place, and so that's a noun as well. And the thing can either be a concrete thing, like a tangible thing, like a chair, or a bed, a shirt, or it can be abstract, like the concept of joy or hunger. So that's what a noun is. Now, all nouns are either countable or uncountable. Some people say count or non-count. So countable to count, uncountable to non-count. But I'm going to use countable and uncountable because countable nouns are exactly what they sound like. They are countable, which means they can be counted. So one chair, two chairs, 10 beds, 13 shirts,
155 boots.
Okay, you get the idea. So countable nouns can be counted, which naturally means that uncountable nouns cannot be counted. Air, water, music, joy and hunger, like I said before. Now, it should be noted that sometimes people do pluralize uncountable nouns in expressions. For example, oh, she's just putting on airs. And also as a kind of slang or colloquialism. For example, if you go to a restaurant and you order two waters, can we have two waters, please? Okay, so that is done. But the rule remains that uncountable nouns are not counted. So if you want it to be grammatically correct, what you would order in a restaurant is two glasses of water. Or if you were at a fast food place, you would order two bottles of water as opposed to two waters. But two waters is very common nowadays and it's easily understood. So if you do that, it's fine. But just so you know, grammatically speaking, technically speaking, you should be saying two glasses or two bottles or two whatever of noun. Two glasses or bottles or whatever of water. Anyway, moving on. So now that we know that, let's look at the point of this episode, less and fewer. They are both comparatives, okay? They're comparison words, but the rule is very simple. Less is used with uncountable nouns and fewer is used with countable nouns. Easy, right? Very, very easy. So I'll give you a few example sentences to drive that point home. There are fewer people on the street today than yesterday.
I put fewer chairs in this room because it's smaller.
There is less excitement in this episode than the last episode.
Now, I wasn't talking about the podcast when I wrote this sentence, but now that I'm saying it out loud, I guess it also applies. And another example.
She has less water than I do, but I am less thirsty than she is. So I gave her some of my water.
So again, fewer is used with countable nouns, fewer people, fewer chairs, fewer pairs of jeans, fewer items of clothing. So clothing is uncountable, but items of clothing is countable. And we use less with uncountable nouns. So less air, less music, less water, less joy, less hunger. You can also use it with adjectives. So I am less hungry. And that's pretty much it. Closing the book on that. So less versus fewer. I hope that cleared it up. And hopefully going forward in your life, you will start noticing when you say less, do you really mean less or do you mean fewer in that sentence? thanks everyone for listening to this episode. A huge thank you to my patrons, Mike and Ray, and a reminder that anyone can be a patron, just join me on Patreon. And if you don't want to do that, you can buy me a coffee, and the links will of course be in the show notes. Financial support is not the only way that you can support the podcast. You can like and comment on social media, Twitter and Instagram at PolyglottalPod. Tell your friends and family, have them come listen to it. And in the meantime, I will see you guys again on Thursday for an episode about what it's like living in a country where you don't speak the language. That was a listener question. So if you have a question or a suggestion for what you'd like me to talk about in a future episode, you can leave me a message at speakpipe.com/thepolyglottalstop. Or if you go to this podcast's website, there's a message button too. So that's an option for you if you want to like communicate with me in a way. I'll see you on Thursday. But remember, Black Lives Matter. Happy learning.